You're listening to SBS News.
In the Premier League this weekend, Liverpool and Manchester City will fight it out on the final day of the season to be crowned champion. In the early hours of Monday morning, City travels to Brighton, while Liverpool welcomes Wolves to Anfield. Closer to home, four A-League teams will be vying to reach the grand final. On Friday evening, minor premiers Perth Glory will try to avoid losing to the lowest-ranked team in the semi-finals, Adelaide United. Outgoing Austrian coach Marco Kurz knows it will be an uphill task, but says he's happy his side has a chance to reach the final.
It's part of the rules here that you have the chance as a team from position four to reach the grand final. We want to do this, and I think we have more to win as Perth, of course. We are not the favorite away in Perth. We are the underdog, but I think we can make a very good season, maybe to a perfect one, and that's what we want.
Kurtz's two-year reign at Adelaide will end once the season is over, and he hasn't ruled out pursuing the vacant post at Melbourne City after Warren Joyce's departure as coach during the week. On Sunday evening, Sydney FC takes on Melbourne Victory. The Sky Blues will be looking for revenge after losing to Victory at the same stage last season. In the NRL this weekend, rugby league fans will have the chance to see all eight matches in round nine played in one city. Brisbane hosts the inaugural Magic Round at Lang Park. For Melbourne Storm, the game against Parramatta on Saturday evening has added importance. Last week, the fourth-place Storm lost to Cronulla, and according to captain Cameron Smith, the club needs to turn around its poor form ahead of the notoriously difficult State of Origin period.
Last week's performance was almost the final straw for us. You know, things need to start improving because we're coming into a pretty important part of the season in a few weeks when Origin starts. We're going to lose a couple of guys to that. And we need to start banking some wins over the next month, you know, to ensure that come the end of the year that, you know, we're going to be up there, you know, fighting for a final spot.
It's the first time a major sporting code in Australia has tackled the feat of hosting an entire round in one location. In the AFL this weekend, second place Collingwood heads into Saturday's clash at the MCG against Carlton without big forward Mason Cox. His ongoing ankle injury has meant a reshuffle in the forward line, with several players, including Ben Reid and Jamie Elliott, in the mix to fill the void. Jaden Stevenson won the club's Rising Star Award last season. He's also been drafted in to do a job up front. He says it will take time to find the right balance in the forwards without Cox.
I suppose it's trying to find that perfect mix, I suppose. Having Jamie come in, it was something new. And then even Reedy on the weekend, it's something different again. But at the start of the year, I was playing a little bit higher forward, but now I'm getting my chance deep, and we'll just keep continuing to play with those roles until we find something that fits.
Ladder leader Geelong plays North Melbourne at Docklands on Sunday. The Israel Folau saga continues to overshadow the local Super Rugby scene, with the multi-talented New South Wales Waratahs player awaiting his fate after he was found guilty of a high breach of the player's code of behaviour. It came after Folau placed a warning on his Instagram account to homosexuals and other groups that they'll go to hell if they don't repent. The issue has already seen Folau lose a lucrative sponsorship contract as an ambassador for sportswear company ASICS. But while Folau's punishment from the governing body isn't expected to be confirmed until next week, former Wallaby Jeremy Paul told Fox Sports, the sooner the matter is finalised, the better.
Let's common sense prevail. Let's actually sit down and, like, have a conversation. Do you actually want to play? Do you know it's the wrong thing? Yes, 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 yes. Rightio. Let's move on. Put it to bed, come together as an organisation, come together as a coaching staff, players, made a decision, move on.
In the Super Netball, the Melbourne Vixens and Sydney Swifts go into week three locked on two wins apiece at the top of the ladder. On Saturday afternoon, the Vixens travel to Adelaide to take on the Thunderbirds, while the Swifts welcome the West Coast Fever on Sunday. In motorsport, the Formula One season continues with the Mercedes pair of Lewis Hamilton and Valtteri Bottas going into the Spanish Grand Prix in Barcelona, leading the driver's standings. And in tennis, the build-up to the French Open tournament continues with the Madrid Open to be decided, while the Italian Open will get underway. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.